I'm Tamaro in Acre with the WGXC headlines. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked southeastern Turkey and northern Syria early on February 6th, and the death toll has exceeded 5,000 and continues to grow. Many are still believed trapped under rubble, and the death toll rises as rescue workers search mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. Landslides caused by heavy rains swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in southern Peru, killing at least 36 people. President Joe Biden gives the annual State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th. Head of Capital District Area Labor Federation will be Paul Tonko's State of the Union guest. Mark Emanchian, the head of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, will sit next to Tonko. Albany nanotech leader David Anderson is going to be a special guest of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, New York's senior senator, during President Joe Biden's State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol on February 7th. Former U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin avoided ruling out a run against U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in the 2024 election during his first news conference since losing to Governor Kathy Hochul in November. Sales tax revenues rose 12.7% last year, bringing in $22.1 billion statewide in New York, according to Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office on February 6th. Prison officials say an inmate at the Hudson Correctional Facility in Columbia County died last week, but they are not saying how the inmate died or virtually anything else about the incident. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro, who now represents New York 19, announced February 6th the opening of local offices, including one in Greene County in Leeds. The others are in Binghamton, Liberty, and Hancock and Oneonta.
Hi, this is Mark DeClive Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have all sorts of songs and sounds and stories for you this morning. We've got the WGXC Congressional Report coming up, tracking up the votes and actions and speeches of the representatives from the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts in New York State. We will also hear some great music from Robin Hitchcock, The Art of Noise, DJ Olive, The Rulers, Pharoah Sanders, and more. We've got the local news, the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, and national headlines from the Public News Service. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy is finished with his song. Then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
The blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
There is a LGBTQIA plus youth dance party at the Hudson Area Library on Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. It's open for all youth and allies. Students in grades 6 through 12 are invited for karaoke, dancing, snacks, and more. The show is supported by Trixie's Oven, Little Deb's Oasis, Spotty Dog Books and Ale, and Supernatural Coffee and Bakery. And it's from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 12th at the Hudson Area Library, an LGBTQIA plus youth dance party. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information about this and many other local events.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
And I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Tuesday, February 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that almost everyone, including Governor Kathy Hochul, believes that the lack of affordable housing in New York is a major problem. Quote, "The future of our state will be hinging on whether we can meet the need, meet the demand right now," unquote, Hochul recently told reporters. Quote, "Otherwise, it's going to be challenging to attract new businesses here so they can house their employees," unquote. But getting affordable housing actually built is much more difficult than just getting politicians to make proposals. Hochul's proposal is already facing opposition from local governments, especially in suburban communities, because of a provision that could lead to the state pushing through qualifying projects over the objections of local zoning and planning officials. Hochul was in Syracuse this week and said her proposal would spend $227 billion in that city, including money for public housing and economic development. Hochul hopes to build 800,000 units of housing statewide. Hochul admitted the process is difficult, saying, quote, "I don't have the answer to say it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm saying we have to get started," unquote. Read more about the story at New York State of Politics. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Columbia County Republican Committee endorsed candidates for countywide positions with three major openings. The current district attorney, Paul Chyka, is resigning and backed his assistant district attorney since 1985, Ryan Carty, for the job. And the Republican Committee agreed. The Republican Committee also backed Robert Gibson and Joyce Crawford for the two county court positions that will be available when Republican judges Jonathan Nichols and Richard Kowiek retire at the end of the year. Kevin Marchetto, the former chief of the Greenport Police, is the Republican nominee for coroner, and incumbent P.J. Keeler is running again to be the county treasurer. Republicans often win general elections in Columbia County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Neil Simon reports for the Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin that a bill in committee in Albany would raise the speed limit on select highways by 5 miles per hour, or from 65 to 70. But it mainly affects roads in the western and northern parts of the state. Locally, quote, Interstate 90 from Exit 8 in Rensselaer County, then generally easterly to the interchange with the Berkshire section of the Governor Thomas E. Dewey Thruway, unquote, would raise its limit, but few other roads. But a Republican in the minority in the state Senate, Tom O'Mara, introduced the bill in the Transportation Committee. New York has had its current 65-mile-per-hour speed limits on highways since 1995, when then-Governor George Pataki signed a bill into law raising speeds. Read more about the story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And Greene County has moved from low to medium on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website for COVID-19 risk this week. Columbia County remains low, but Dutchess, Ulster, Albany, and Rensselaer counties are all at medium currently. Meanwhile, Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the number of flu cases in New York dropped for the seventh week in a row, with a 34% decrease last week, according to the State Department of Health. Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, quote, "It's important to remember that despite the decline in flu cases across the state, flu season is a long one, generally lasting through the spring, so it's important to continue to take precautions against infection. The best defense against becoming seriously ill and spreading the virus is a flu shot. Fortunately, it's not too late to get one, and I encourage everyone to do so as soon as possible," unquote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, February 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 13 degrees in Voorheesville to 20 degrees out in Roxbury. Hello, Roxbury. We see you. Regional average soil temperature is 32 degrees. A freezing morning pretty much stays that way all day. We do hit 40 degrees at 2 p.m., but winds kicking up this afternoon will counter that, so layer up. The sunny morning will betray the somewhat gloomy afternoon. Just after dark, we see a little rain. Higher elevations will get a dusting of snow, and most places will see a low of 34. Tomorrow will be dry, still a bit windy with a high of 44. Overnight we dip to 27 degrees, then we get a wet Thursday with a high of 39. Friday, so far, looks dry with a high of 53. That's just making up for last weekend. Don't expect it to hold out. Sunset today will be at 5:02 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:58 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot 3215 has entered view and is growing in size. Expect flare chances to rise this week. So far, they're low 1% for X-class. Solar wind speed is currently 524 kilometers per second at 3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair only below 6 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 139, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Avenue when balloon man blew up.
That was Robin Hitchcock with Balloon Man on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Relax. You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
Swing.
On the window. One, two, three, sleep. Poetry. That'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tea's made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To acknowledge and meet the American people where they are, but also to try to tell a story about where we are going, where we can go together.
White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Joe Biden will address the economic uncertainties during today's State of the Union address, but will also aim to foster optimism as the administration celebrates decades low unemployment, decreased inflation, and GDP growth. While inflation has diminished, it still remains high, and this comes as the Fed has also hiked interest rates yet again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the national debt is currently the greatest threat to the United States and called on President Biden to address the looming national debt limit and change the government's current spending habits.
Now we must return Washington to a basic truth. Debt matters. The debt limit is one of the most important opportunities Congress has to change course.
On Monday, McCarthy said cuts to Medicare and Social Security are off the table, and defaulting on the debt is not an option, but neither is a future of higher taxes and higher interest rates. McCarthy said negotiations will continue until common ground is found. Vice President Kamala Harris announced almost $1 billion in new commitments by private organizations to support Central American communities as the Biden administration tries to curtail the number of people leaving their home countries for the U.S.
So let us, all of us, as leaders, be it in the private or public sector, agree that we must not politicize this issue.
47 companies and groups are collaborating across various sectors to strengthen economic security in countries like El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. China has accused the United States of using excessive force after shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the Carolina coast. The move has drawn criticism from Republican lawmakers who said the balloon should have been brought down sooner. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the decision taken by the Biden administration was a result of China engaging in, quote, an inappropriate, irresponsible, and unacceptable act.
The PRC knows precisely what this was. The PRC knows precisely why this was in our airspace. And ultimately, the PRC knows precisely why we did what we did.
Finally, a prospective staffer has accused scandal-ridden New York Representative George Santos of sexual harassment. Santos denies the allegations made by Derek Myers, who has said he filed a police report over the incident. The complaint has been brought before the House Ethics Committee. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After last year's implementation of an election police force, restriction of drop boxes, and the racial gerrymandering of a northern Florida congressional district, the DeSantis administration is back at it, this time with more restrictions on mail-in voting. Politico writes, Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd made a series of recommendations making it harder to vote by mail, which 2.7 million Florida voters, many elderly, used in 2022. Byrd recommends additional ID information, including a full Florida driver's license number, Florida ID card, or the last four digits of a Social Security number, to be added when submitting an absentee ballot application, in addition to requiring it for the ballot. The report also recommends ending the ability to request an absentee ballot application by phone, even for registered voters for whom there has been no change of address. Signature verification is already used on returned absentee ballots, but Byrd also recommends election officials match signatures on ballot applications as well. And in a complete about-face, Newsweek reports that former president and Florida resident Donald Trump posted his endorsement of ballot drop boxes last week, provided they were behind churches. A reminder to listeners that incidents of voter fraud are exceptionally rare. Find the Florida recommendations, the Trump Post, and more resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Here's 2022 new music from DJ Olive. The song's called Ans Wish from his album Somewhere.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC Newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Tyler O'Neill is reporting for Spectrum News that on January 27th, the office of Democrat U.S. Representative Pat Ryan said he was appointed to the House Committee on Armed Services and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Ryan represents the redrawn 18th Congressional District. The Armed Services Committee handles defense policy, military operations, the organization and reform of the Department of Defense and Department of Energy. Ryan served on this committee during his previous term. He said, and I quote, "I maintain my commitment to ensure our service members and military families are properly supported to preserve and promote America's security, prosperity, and values both at home and abroad," end quote. Ryan served in the U.S. Army as a combat intelligence officer from 2004 to 2009, including two tours in Iraq. The congressman will also serve on the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, which oversees all modes of transportation nationwide. Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, "Whether you take Metro North to New York City, travel Route 17 through Orange County, or need improved broadband in Dutchess County, I will fight every day to make sure that funding comes right back here to the Hudson Valley," end quote. And you can read the full story at SpectrumLocalNews.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Mark Molinaro has introduced a bill that would create a comprehensive database of agencies that provide support services and resources available to individuals with intellectual, physical, and developmental disabilities. The Red Hook Republican said on January 31st, the Think Differently Database Act would offer, and I quote, "a single point of access," end quote, for individuals and families in need of those services and resources. Molinaro said in a press release, and I quote, "currently many individuals with disabilities, families, and caregivers don't know what services are available to them," end quote. He said those seeking services are forced to navigate, and I quote, "a confusing patchwork of federal, state, and local resources to find and access the services they need," end quote. The bill, co-sponsored by New Jersey Democrat Representative Mickey Sherrill, would provide, and I quote, "a one-stop shop for locating resources that support and empower individuals with disabilities," end quote. The measure would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to create a comprehensive website that includes federal and state resources available for those with disability, resources that connect individuals, families, and caregivers with health care, mental health, and other community-based services within state Medicaid programs, and a zip code feature to help individuals locate resources in their community. One of Molinaro's children is on the autism spectrum, and as a result, he devoted his efforts as Dutchess County executive to changing the way individuals, businesses, organizations, and communities relate to those with special needs through his Think Differently initiative. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressperson Pat Ryan went on the floor of the House of Representatives on February 1st to call for the CEO of Central Hudson to resign.
I rise today to bring voice to my constituents who've been screwed over and ripped off by our utility company, Central Hudson. Mr. Speaker, I rise today for the farmer in Ulster Park, New York, who received such a massive utility bill, $16,585, 17 times her normal bill, that she actually contemplated suicide. Today, I'm calling on Central Hudson CEO, Mr. Charles Frenney, to do the right thing for our community and to resign. We need a new leader who will come in, who will improve service, will finally fix these systemic problems, and start the critical work to rebuild trust with our community. That is what the people of the Hudson Valley deserve.
Ryan also listed several other specific examples of people facing giant irregular bills from Central Hudson. The company is currently under investigation for its building practices. Central Hudson spokesperson Joe Jenkins wrote in response to Ryan's remarks, saying the utility, and I quote, continues to apologize for the unfortunate impacts that implementation of the new system has had on our customers and key stakeholders. Our number one priority has been and remains resolution of issues with the system, and we continue to make progress. We continue to make enhancements to resolve any remaining issues, end quote. Jenkins also said Central Hudson wants to meet with Ryan and I quote, is working to ensure that customers who received bills requiring an adjustment have been made whole. We are 100% committed to rebuilding relationships with Congressman Ryan and all our stakeholders and to resolving any remaining issues with the system expeditiously, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. On February 2nd, three local congressional representatives voted for a bill, and I quote, denouncing the horrors of socialism, end quote. House Resolution 9 is deeply ridiculous legislation. It was a show vote in a country with many socialist policies, such as the collective funding of the military for national defense. The bill passed 328-86, with Democrat Pat Ryan and Republicans Elise Stefanik voting for the resolution and Democrat Paul Tonko voting against. The resolution only said, and I quote, this concurrent resolution denounces socialism and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States, end quote. This has little chance of passing the Senate nor being signed by President Joe Biden. The Cook Political Report forecast a toss-up election for Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District in 2024. The same group says that Pat Ryan's 18th district leans to the Democrat. Molinaro defeated Democrat Josh Riley in last fall's election, where Republicans picked up a few seats in New York. With the presidential election in 2024, turnout is likely to be higher in Molinaro and Ryan's next election.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
Why do you try to cheat in such a small, small game? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Don't you know it was wrong to cheat the trying men? Thank you.
to trample people under your feet. You better stop. It is a wrong emboyo. So it'll start again, all over again. And you play it fair this time. Just got to play it fair this time, and we will have a right emboyo.
Thank you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Patrick Hoff reports at Fox News that House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik was incensed on February 3rd about China's, and I quote, violation of the United States airspace, end quote, in response to the communist country's spy balloon flying over the country. Stefanik was quiet, though, about reports of three similar balloons from China that violated United States airspace during the reign of President Donald Trump. Stefanik said, and I quote, the Chinese Communist Party's violation of the United States airspace and growing military aggression is a threat to our national security. This should be a wake-up call for Joe Biden's weakness on the world stage. He can no longer allow China, our greatest geopolitical challenge, to undermine us, end quote. Stefanik did not comment on Trump's weakness on the world stage. A senior U.S. defense official said over the weekend that balloons from China, similar to the one that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina this weekend, flew over the U.S. at least three times during the Trump administration. Stefanik represents New York's 21st Congressional District, which includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story at Fox News. Noah Zweifel is reporting in the Altamont Enterprise that Albany County is recommending more than 20 projects to mitigate climate change impacts locally in its draft climate resiliency plan. In 270 pages, there are 20 long-term large-scale projects and several smaller-scale projects in the plan. Albany County's Economic Development and Sustainability Coordinator Luke Rogers said at a recent public input meeting, and I quote, the threats of weather are not new. It's the frequency and severity that has increased over time, and we see that nationwide. We see that globally. There's a lot we can do to fight climate change. We take seriously reducing our emissions, but that is really a regional, national, and global issue. Arguably, on the resilience front, there's even more that we can do to directly prepare the county to address and be ready for these climate threats when they do arise, end quote. Albany identified towns along the bank of the Hudson River and the city of Albany at high risk. Coymans in the southern Albany County has the greatest degree of risk over the largest area, with the entire town appearing to be at moderate risk or greater. Heat and flooding are the largest risks identified in the report. Many of the projects proposed in the plan are shifting to more renewable practices and are already taking place. Expanding the countywide trail network, building out the county's network of rain and steam gauges, and electrifying the vehicle fleet are among the recommendations. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. NBC New York reports that a team of Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine published findings last month that show COVID-19 spreading rapidly through the state's white-tailed deer. The researchers found that SARS-CoV-2 variants in the animals were old and had not been circulating among humans for many months. The researchers wrote, and I quote, although the pathways for transmission of SARS-CoV-2 from humans to white-tailed deer remain largely unknown, human activities such as feeding wildlife or targeted bail of hunting prey could provide the opportunity for human to white-tailed deer transmission of the virus, end quote. Researchers want to examine the possibility of deer-to-human transmission and its risk likelihood. They say there has only been one reported case in Canada of a person testing positive for a white-tailed deer-like variant. Read more about this story at NBC New York. Tyler A. McNeil reports for the Daily Gazette that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says he does not want the New York State Thruway authorities to raise tolls just yet. In a 36-page report, DiNapoli recommends addressing other financial problems before raising the Easy Pass rate 5% and toll-by-mail rate 75% in 2024. New York's comptroller said, and I quote, raising tolls should be the last option, and the Thruway has more work to do, end quote. DiNapoli says New York State Thruway Authority needs more money because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the construction of the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge, and the management of its debt.
DiNapoli said the Thruway Authority could make more money from service areas, gas stations, and special permits, and from fixing cashless tolling mishaps. Authority spokesperson Jennifer Givner said, and I quote, "We believe this modest proposal will begin to raise additional revenue to support the long-term financial needs of New York's main transportation corridor and engine for economic activity. We would be happy to discuss this with the Office of the State Comptroller at any time," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Tuesday, February 7th. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says the Stewart shops in Caro have gas at $3.54 a gallon. The air quality forecast is 33. That's on the low side. And the UV index is predicted to be just a 2, which is considered low, although it's sort of high for the winter months. The temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is just above 38 degrees. And on average, over the past 10 years, it's averaged just above 36 degrees. So it's about 2 degrees warmer than average right now. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high of 37 and a light southeast wind becoming south 11 to 16 miles per hour in the morning. Then tonight, rain is likely before 9 p.m. There's a 70% chance with cloudy skies and a low around 33. South wind 9 to 14 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. Wednesday, the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 38 and a northwest wind 13 to 16 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Wednesday night, the forecast is partly cloudy with a low around 26 and a west wind 5 to 9 miles per hour becoming calm after midnight. Then on Thursday, there's a 90% chance of freezing rain before 10 a.m., then just becoming regular old rain in the afternoon with a high of 40 and a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning. The rain continues Thursday night. There's an 80% chance of it with a low around 36. Then Friday is mostly cloudy with a high of 48 and a low around 29. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Here is an announcement I have been meaning to say for weeks now. This is a film series here in lovely downtown Craryville, New York, in Columbia County, right there on Route 23 at the old Random Harvest, which is now the new Random Harvest store spot right there on Route 23 in Craryville. So Random Harvest has teamed up with Mumbet's Freedom Farm, and they do a lot of really awesome cultural events. They have some dance parties there. They really try to hold community space up there on the second floor. And they're doing a film series called Four Elements. Four Elements. That's right. Water, Earth, Fire, and Air. The next film coming up is the theme of Earth. And the movie is The Seeds of Vandana Shiva. This film will be shown February 17th at Random Harvest on the theme of Earth. And then in March, on March 10th, on the theme of Fire, is the movie Gather. And then in April, on the 14th of April, on the theme of Air, is Queen of the Sun.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success. And the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.